Greetings. This is your host, Havilah Malone, for the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, where today we're going to have a very special guest on the line. We're going to be discussing the importance of the Thinking Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a call you don't want to miss, so stay tuned.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us for today's discussion. I am your host, Havilah Malone. I'm a television host and best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. You know, today we're going to really dive into and discuss about the importance of using that accumulated knowledge, using the tools and principles that are outlined in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And for those of you who may be new to Napoleon Hill, new to the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill is one of the most prolific, mastermind really gurus of our time. This gentleman actually was a journalist who traveled the world, you know, accumulating interviews with 500 of the most successful people of his time. So we're talking about people like Andrew Carnegie, Theodore Roosevelt, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, people who were really game changers, who were extremely successful in their area of business, in their area of the world, and being able to take all of that information and boil it down into the book Think and Grow Rich, where he outlines 17 principles that can help in your personal and professional life to really help you to reach the level of success that you're looking for, and breaks down things to make it so simple and easy to understand. And so we, you know, here at the International Mastermind Association, really help people to dive and take apart all of those principles so they can be applied in their lives. And you can find more information about the International Mastermind Association at www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can also email them at info@internationalmasterminders.com. But thanks so much for joining us for the call today. So I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I've started my career off in broadcast media, so being a representative on the Home Shopping Network, on QVC, also spending a large portion of my career in business, running about a $160 million business for one of the largest computer manufacturers in the world. And the things that I've been able to accomplish in my life have been very much tied into using a lot of the principles that are outlined in the book Think and Grow Rich. And so a lot of times we have goals, we have dreams, we have things that we want to accomplish in our lives, and we're looking for a road map, or we're looking for areas to be able to kind of delve into that and be successful in it. And so the principle that we're going to talk about today, especially with our special guest that we have on the line, is that of using the mastermind principle. And there was a quote by Napoleon Hill, and you may have heard a little bit earlier, when he talked about education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. And so being able to tap into the resources available through other people's experiences in life, their knowledge base, and being able to use that to be able to come together to really put together a plan that's going to help you be successful and help you move forward with what you're looking to do. And so without any further ado, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our guest that we have on the line today. This gentleman's name is Walt Gressel. He recently retired at age of 55 from a career in the aerospace industry. And currently, Walt hosts an internet radio show called Stand Up and Speak Up. He's the author of a magazine article and a book called, surprisingly, Stand Up and Speak Up. You know, Walt is on a mission to really help people overcome stage fright. So at the age of 50, he chose to face his fear of stage fright, and it wasn't easy, because he joined Toastmasters, and he wasn't alone in wanting to cure himself of that disease. But what he was determined to do was to conquer his fear. So he attended speaking boot camps, competed in Toastmaster speech contests, studied improv and stand-up comedy, and he advanced to finals in speech contests. So he's performed stand-up comedy at Hollywood's Improv and the Flamingo in Las Vegas. He's also performed in improv and comedy sketch shows and has been accepted to study improv at one of the prestigious Groundling Schools in Hollywood, which is an extremely prestigious school. And so Walt has also used the principles that are outlined in the Think and Grow Rich book, using masterminding as a tool to be able to, you know, not only do the things that he's done in life, but also to be able to overcome those fears to move into this new stage that he's in now. So welcome to the call, Walt.
Thank you very much, Havla. I am happy to be here with you this morning.
Oh, we are so happy to have you as well. You know, we really want to be able to, you know, share your experience with our audience, because it's been, you know, quite a journey that you've gone on in not only overcoming the fear that you had of public speaking, but as we talked about a little bit earlier in your bio, that you went from, you know, being in a career in the aerospace industry and then moving over to now doing stand-up comedy, being a radio show host. So you almost have had a dual career, and there's a lot of people who may be currently in a career choice or in a job, and yet that may not be what they want to do per se, but there's fear that holds them back from being able to move forward into the things that they really want to do. So we want to talk about, you know, your experience, your journey, and then how you've been able to use these principles to help you to get to where you are now. So if you can share with our audience, I know I talked a little bit, you know, briefly about your background, but if you can just kind of, you know, share with us your story a little bit.
Okay, maybe I'll start with how the mastermind helped me transition, and then my story will kind of come out as a part of that. I came up in August of 2012, I turned 55, and it was my goal to retire then. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and the idea of just sitting around in my underwear watching television for the rest of my life until I died was not a appealing to me. So I chose to join or to attend an entrepreneur's boot camp that was run by Craig Doeswalt, the rock star marketing guy. And he has a mastermind. And I was convinced that joining his mastermind would be a good thing for me to do. So I attended my first mastermind meeting in May of 2012. And most people there had businesses that they were trying to figure out how to do better. And I was there. I didn't have a clue what my business was. But through telling them my story of how I had a 37-year career in aerospace, I started right out of high school, and I worked my way up to being a senior engineering manager. And I led a department of 100 design engineers. And I got that far in spite of having severe stage fright. And around the time I turned 50 in 2006, my manager pointed out that I really needed to do something about that, because it was limiting my effectiveness. So I joined Toastmasters, but in a year and a half, I only spoke 6 times because it was still painfully, it was still really painful to speak in front of an audience. And then in February of 2008, I attended 3 speaking boot camps within a short period of time. And on a flight back from the last one in Las Vegas, I told myself, you know, these people, they aren't that much more talented than I am, but they just don't have the fear of public speaking, or they don't let it hold them back. And so I wanted to work on my skills and be good enough to get paid to speak by August of 2012. So that's when I really ratcheted up my speaking. I tried to speak at least once a month in Toastmasters. I competed in their contests, which were 4 contests a year, 2 in the spring and 2 in the fall. And I still was struggling a bit. I was told that, you know, if you could work and do some stand-up and get people to laugh, that will help you get more comfortable. So I took some stand-up classes, and I got tutored from a professional comedian. And then I took improv when I heard about what improv was. And that was the big key that really helped me. So when I told my story at the mastermind, they go, well, what is your area of expertise? And I talked about my corporate experience and my journey to conquer stage fright, and people resonated with that. And in my very first mastermind meeting, they helped me come up with the brand Stand Up and Speak Up. And I also had a incentive to deal with weight loss, because I was weighing about 280, 290 pounds. And I had a story there where not only did it help me figure out what I wanted to do after I retired, but it also helped me with my health.
Such a fascinating journey that you went on, because and something that really stood out to me was when you said that, hey, I had this 37-year career in aerospace, and then I'm coming up on my retirement, but I didn't want to spend my time just, you know, sitting around watching TV, you know, just doing nothing with my time. But there were things that you still wanted to accomplish, and one of those things was to be able to get over that fear of public speaking, which really even statistics show that the 2 things that people are most fearful of in life are public speaking and death. Like, literally, that is something that, you know, just grips people with fear of being able to move forward, are those the concepts and ideas around those 2 areas in life. But you, instead of being crippled by that fear, you decided to move forward, to take steps forward to overcome that. And one of those steps was definitely getting involved with a mastermind group that helped. So In the mastermind group, kind of what were some of the things or that you were able to kind of walk away with, or did you feel were really most beneficial as a part of being a part of a mastermind group?
Okay, well, especially this mastermind I've now been a part of for about 2 years. And initially I went in there, blank sheet of paper, not knowing what I wanted to do. And as I mentioned, when they heard my story, they said, look, you have a market out there of, I guess 3 out of 4 people suffer from stage fright. So there are a lot of people that will be inspired by your message. So it helped me focus on that. And in subsequent mastermind meetings, they helped me come up with the title of my book, which is Stand Up and Speak Up, Overcome Your Stage Fright So You Can Overcome Any Fear. And they also talked about another thing that I could help people with is dealing with reinvention, which is kind of what you resonated with when we spoke earlier, that what do you do after you retire, or if you have to make a job transition. And I heard a term for that that I really resonated with recently called an encore entrepreneur. So after you finish your main career, you can become an entrepreneur and follow your heart and your passion and work on things. And so that really helped me. But another important thing happened. One member of the mastermind was a personal trainer, and he wrote a book on fitness. And he handed out a copy to everybody in the mastermind. There were about 80 of us at this mastermind meeting. And a mastermind of 80 people seems big, but they have group sessions and breakout sessions focusing on different aspects that people want to improve on. And then we all get together, and the person leading the group starts off and then asks each person what particular issue they want help on, and then the facilitator gives their opinion, and the rest of the mastermind group chime in. And again, that's how I came up with the book title and my brand. But the thing with the trainer, I read that and I go, you know what? I was going to wait till I retire. Actually, my plan was to, in August when I retired, start working on getting healthy. And I was talking to him and said, you know, in August, I think I want to start walking. And he looked me in the eye and said, Walt, why can't you start walking now? And I couldn't look him in the eye and tell him the lies that I tell myself. And that's the true importance of accountability. Somebody who I just met, read his book, and was having a conversation, just having that conversation made me feel like I needed to be more accountable to myself, because I was just going to wait till August. But he got me starting walking, and that got me on a place where I ended up losing about 50 pounds, and then started working with a personal trainer down the road after I had done the weight loss. But it made a big impact on my health. And when you retire, you want to live a long time and spend your retirement, and you can't do that if you're not healthy. So I got more than just what my new career would be. I also was motivated to get healthier.
Yes, and actually I have a guest that we had on the earlier show, and he said that health is your true wealth, as Dr. Lionel King. And it's so true. He's like, you need that strength, that vitality to be able to give your all and do more. And you made some incredible points, especially in terms of accountability, and we want to get into that a little bit further, and we'll do that right after we come back from our break. We are here with our guest, Mr. Walt Grissel. I'm your host, Tavel Malone, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, welcome back to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavel Malone, and we're here with our very special guest, Mr. Walt Grissel, who's a radio show host as well as author of Stand Up and Speak Up. And before our commercial break, we were talking to him about his use of the mastermind principle and being able to do something that he called becoming encore entrepreneur, which after 37 years in the aerospace industry, he decided to overcome his fear of stage fright and has worked on comedy stages from Hollywood to Las Vegas, and has his radio show as well as his improv comedy that he does. And for those of you who are listening, if you have questions for our guest today and want to get involved in the conversation, then you can do that by calling 661-554-9219, and you raise your hand on the call and pad so that we can answer your questions and get them in on the call. And, you know, we were talking about that accountability. You shared with our audience about, you know, how you joined a mastermind group, and even in one of the conversations that you were having with one of the members, you were saying, hey, also one of your goals was to, you know, to lose weight and to, you know, become more healthy. And in that conversation, because sometimes we create stories in our own mind where we say, you know, one day I want to accomplish, you know, this. One day I want to do that. And so we push things off into the future. We push them off into further on. And so one of the things that you said was, you know, in August I'm going to start walking so that I can, you know, become more healthy. And when that person who you were talking to asked you, you know, point blank, well, why wait till August? Why not start now? And, you know, a lot of times we tell ourselves stories, we lie to ourselves about what it is that we, you know, are going to do, but it's kind of like when you're faced with that accountability, that other person who is there who can, you know, become a mirror for you and a reality check for you, it just makes things, you know, really kind of fall into place and makes you have to move forward on those dreams, goals, or, you know, the things that you want to do in life, which is why the mastermind principle